Now an audio-visual multimedia experience. It is, the Friday morning mailbag. Here are the accumulations of your communications throughout the week from you to us via all the avenues of discourse, actual correspondence, actual home Hank viewers just like you. We always like to check, is there a Hank FM newsletter? And sorry to say. That's happened. What is that?
Well, you see,
it does appear to be
a kazoo.
Yeah.
It is. And because my Irish flute, there was roaches on the Hank FM news desk.
Right.
So I can't mess with that. So Kelly was nice enough to bring me a new one. Isn't that so sweet?
Oh, that is. Yeah,
it's going to be here all the time now.
Appreciate that.
I feel like Bobby Brady.
Thank you, Kelly and the Bill, for that. No Hank FM newsletter, no prison mail, but there was some correspondence. Earlier in the week, we got a call, and Melinda was really excited about PBR.
What can I do? I will paint the side of my sheep. I will paint the side of my barn. What can I do to get tickets?
Right. Yeah. And, well, I was like, we had already given ours away, but I knew next door, Elle had some.
Oh.
So we told her to call there.
Scoop.
And then sure enough, as Elle posted over there on the ranch, Melinda, right there, painted the side of her sheep.
Her sheep.
The Dub Wallace Ranch. Yes.
Not sheets.
Nope.
An actual sheep.
An actual sheep. So there you go. Russell said, when I heard this, I thought she had the wrong station. Because she referenced us, Melinda, when she called up. And said that KB, Heather Lee, Bob, the boyfriend,
right.
Fred the fiancé, and other JB-type names told her to call.
JB? So are you JB?
And she did.
You see that?
And it worked.
We are spreading joy and cowboys.
And it confused my wife, but it all worked out.
Yeah, these things happen.
Well done, everybody.
Yeah, speaking of Mark Phillips, FYI, just letting you know that we had an exterminator spray in the office this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, he killed the studio roach, but didn't harm Leslie. What?
You know, I'm glad we got confirmation, because that was my biggest fear. That was my biggest fear. But it turns out, you're right. That mousetrap was under your desk for 3 years or something. So
there's nothing to worry about. I thought it was a doorstop.
Barbecue James had this. He sent a picture and said, opened my tailgate and found this guy.
Oof.
And it looks to be, I would guess, maybe 6, maybe 7 foot long. That's definitely a rat snake.
What?
Not a mouse snake.
Okay. Yeah, easy.
He said, I was startled a little bit, but that's all right. I picked it up and I threw it in the neighbor's yard.
Oh, savage. Phil chiming in about cruise night.
Oh.
He said he could not attend because the Rangers were on television.
Oh, well.
Now,
okay.
Shots fired, Phil. Sports
go
director
Rangers.
Will not go anywhere that I can't watch the baseball.
They have TVs and Blu-rays, guys.
The puck drops. The coldest beer in town. In fact, Jay Bay said, I got to go inside and check the draft.
See? There you go.
Like, wait, who opened the back door? Why is there drafts?
We
either
are
way.
Your sports headquarters.
No excuses, Phil. I don't want to hear it.
Also, Doris sent in, good morning. Totally stinks. Not able to join the festivities last night there, cruise night.
I'm sorry.
So we're going to have to make the trip down to Cleetown to see her.
Oh.
Because she'll be working.
Well, maybe she could take a day off.
I don't think she gets those there. I'm not sure if Doris gets one. Jeff in the Ville says, I hope the live stream gets fixed before the sink or float tomorrow. Did it? Yes.
I think so. Yes.
There it is. Not sure what exactly happened, but we know it's not happening anymore.
Speaking of will it float, Dora's chiming in. By the way, it was one of the most disgusting additions ever.
Yeah.
She said it will disintegrate just like the Cowboys' own season.
Oh!
So the seasoning and the season.
Well, so far, they're doing okay.
She's a hater. Yeah, we're doing great. We're going to the Super Bowl. I don't know what you all are talking about.
So, Kelly may have given you that kazoo, but she sent me this, that the Purdue Farms 6-7 chicken nuggets exclusively at Walmart on May 1st. May 1st.
5-1. 5-1 for 6-7. See, that's how it
the
works.
The purge is coming, right?
Uh-huh. Well, yeah, speaking of which, okay. From upper management,
yeah,
we have a handy-dandy new tool where I can type in the name of a client. AI monitors all our stations, tells me when it was read, and on which one.
Wow.
What?
Yeah, I know. It's...
Well, good luck deciphering this show, AI. Mm. I hope you enjoy listening.
These are all tools to help and support you.
Does that mean we get a quarter hour credit for that? AI is listening.
I don't know.
That should at least cost for a half. Dave sent this in and quite the writing. This is quite the... He sent a Tuesday morning top 10.
Oh.
From Dave. Not that one, but another one. And he says, do this in your best David Letterman voice. So here we go. It's the top 10 songs to make donuts to.
Okay.
From Dave, the Hank fan, real quick.
Number 10.
Eurythmics, Sweet Dreams Are Made of This. Nice.
Number 9.
Bobby McFerrin, Donut Worry, Be Happy.
Okay. Number 8.
Donut, yeah.
Def Leppard, Pour Some Sugar on Me.
Oh, number 7.
REO Speedwagon, Time For Me to Fry.
Number 6.
Donuts. Yeah, I see that.
Journey. Donut. Stop Believing.
Number 5.
Possible songs to make donuts to. Number 5. Ozzy. Frying High Again.
Number 4.
Ronnie Millsap. She Keeps the Home Fryers Burning.
Number 3.
Crystal Gayle. Donut. Make My Brown Eyes Blue.
Number 2.
Steve Miller. Fry Like an Eagle.
Oh.
And number one.
Number one.
Johnny Cash, Ring of Fryer.
Ah.
Well done, Dave. I'd put you on the writing staff at their home office, but it's an unpaid position, which is what you're getting paid for it right now. So, well done.
Congratulations.
Love that. Gosh, that's good.
Dr. Laura from Skin Deep chiming in about the Tuesday Trump date.
Hmm.
And she's not afraid to get political when the cause arises.
All right.
Has he discussed Executive Order 1420B banning the use of paper straws?
What?
Oof. I mean, that might take precedent over the war in Iran. Mm-hmm. You know,
it's an issue.
According to the news, who's not covering it anymore, they have. from our new updated Hank FM app.
You've got mail.
We now have the ability. You can send us a voicemail. You can record audio and you can send it to us. In fact, just like this. This is from, I'm not sure who.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4. I'm sending a voice message to Hank FM.
Very good. Right.
Is this like that?
That's how it's done.
This one comes from Joseph, who says he's got people listening in Strawn and Venus.
Oh. They're in Strawn, probably out of hearing range.
No?
Unless they do like we do or have to do out here in Venus. And listen to you on the app. Thank you, KB, Heather Lee. Enjoy you all the time.
There it is. That's so sweet.
And then we got this one from one Texas Tater. And I don't know much more past.
Breaker 1-9, this here is a Texas Tater. KB and Heather Lee, it is mighty fine trucking with y'all on my radio. Hold on, Slapjack. You got a county bounty with a bear trap at mile marker 67. Slow your freight shaker down and have your comic book ready. Over. Sorry about that. Just wanted to say, keep on trucking. Have a good day. Texas Tater.
Right, Texas Tater.
Texas
I love
Tater.
It.
Mm-hmm. All right.
There's a lot of instructions.
There. I wonder who that first one was from.
Hello, testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
I don't.
Mm-hmm.
Nonetheless. And then one finally that just came in. Leslie is imaginary.
What?
What? There it is. I know. No, she's just real. He is real. We want him to be. That is the Friday morning mailbag. We have Friday morning fake news for very real PBR tickets next.
Waking up with you, Texas. It's KB and Heather Lee.